Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today. We're continuing to share with you on the very important subject of faith, the real God kind of faith. We've seen the fact that whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith, because we walk by faith, not by sight, or that which is revealed to the senses. Remember, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Therefore, you must walk by faith. Faith is important because we receive every promise of God through it, and we please the Lord and walk in His ways. Remember, faith is a mystery, a spiritual revelation revealed by the Spirit of God, and we are striving together, earnestly contending for the faith, and we learn to fight the good fight of faith against the enemy, knowing that all things are possible to him that believeth, and as we believe, it's going to be unto us. Remember, according to your faith, it will be unto you. Now, we've already covered the fact that we have like precious faith. Don't ever say, I don't have faith. That's a lie. You have a spirit of faith like precious faith. God's dealt to you the measure of faith. And you have the spirit of faith because it has come from Jesus, and that's the spirit you have in you. And when you got born again, you have the spirit of Christ, and you now live by the faith of the Son of God. And now Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, is at work to develop it in our life. Now, we've talked about what faith is, and we want to review this briefly again. Faith is a spiritual force. We have the spirit of faith. It is operative from your spirit. It is a law, and a law works every time. When you operate the spirit of faith, it's always going to work, and you can know it's going to work. Praise God. Faith contacts and puts into operation the spiritual laws of God that are going to affect, control, and dominate the natural realm. There are two realms, remember, the spiritual realm and the natural realm. Faith is present tense. It always declares what God is doing for you now. It declares the Word, and it is always a present tense release. It is a spiritual substance. It is the assurance of things that we have a confident expectancy of. It is the evidence of things not seen. It deals with the unseen realm. And remember, faith has nothing to do with your feelings. You may not feel faith. It has nothing to do with it whatsoever. It is a spiritual force dealing with the unseen. And we're taking aim at the unseen realm because that's what's controlling the natural realm. Now, remember, you have a general faith and you also have a specific faith that comes from the Word in you. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. You have a general spirit of faith. You need to operate that. You get specific faith as you hear the Word on every subject. That's why you want to get in the Word and study it. Do Word studies on subjects until you get that Word dwelling in you and acting upon it in your life. Faith grows. It grows through hearing. As your faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word, it also grows and develops as you apply it in your life. They said, increase our faith. Jesus said, start speaking to the tree. Start using the faith you got. Start applying your faith. And it's going to grow and get strong. Because faith is your servant. And as you realize faith's your servant, it's going to go out and serve you. It's been given to you to serve you in your spiritual life. Faith is also a fight in the spiritual realm against the enemy that we fight and resist the devil steadfast in the faith with a shield of faith, quenching the fiery darts of the wicked one. Now, faith is released. And we pointed out the fact that faith is to be in two places, in your heart and in your mouth. That's the word of faith. Faith is going to be in your heart as the word is received, dwelling in your heart, and then it's going to be released out of your mouth through you speaking forth the word of God. And we're going to talk more about this releasing of your faith. It comes through words, and it also comes through actions. Remember, faith without actions or corresponding actions, which are works, is dead or inoperative. Real faith is shown in action. You know, if a person says, well, I believe in such and such, but they don't do it, then they don't really have real faith. Real faith is shown in action. For instance, if I believe in casting out demons, but I never do it, then I really don't have faith in that area because I don't act on the Word of God. Faith is to be work. The Bible talks about the work of faith with power. And real faith is a spirit using that spiritual force of faith and working it and doing what God says. It's been given to you as a servant, so you have to work it. You work your servant to bring forth the manifestations of the promises in your life. That's why you speak to mountains, Mark 11:23, for to be removed, and Mark 11:24, you're going to take hold of the promises of God with a prayer of faith. Praise God. And that is so important. Mark 11:23 says, "You say unto the mountain, be thou removed, and be not be cast in the sea. If you don't doubt in your heart, but you believe those things which you'll say will come to pass, you'll have whatsoever you say." See, that's the application of your faith to move the mountain. And Mark 11:24 says, "Whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them." That's the prayer of faith, believing you receive or take hold of the promise of God, and that is going to bring into manifestation the promise of God in your life. Praise God. Now, in order to release faith, you got to really realize you have a spirit of faith, and you should get the word in your heart, in your mind, which, remember, the word in your mind produces hope. The word in your heart produces faith. And faith is the substance of things hoped for, and faith is a spiritual force you release. You act on the word by speaking what the word says or doing what it says, which is releasing your faith. And when you're dealing with the enemy, you speak to the enemy with your faith to remove your mountain. That's why you say, "Unto the mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast." You cast into the sea. You speak a specific commanding statement to command it to be removed, such as sickness and disease. "Sickness and disease, I command you to leave my body in the name of Jesus." Or with demon spirits, "You demon spirits of infirmity, I command you to come out of my body in the name of Jesus." You see, that is a specific action against the enemy with your faith to remove a mountain or to cast out a spirit or to drive out sickness and disease or whatever it is. Realize that your faith must be mixed with the word that you have received. And this is so important because he said that the word that was preached to them did not profit them. This is in Hebrews 4:2, because it was not mixed with faith in them that heard it. It is important that as you hear the word of God, that you're going to mix your faith with that which you hear. If you don't, you're not going to see the victory. You see, your faith, the spirit of faith, has to be mixed with the word, the specific faith, in order to release it, to bring it into manifestation in your life. Praise God. See, this is the way you're going to release your faith, praise God. Another thing that's important is when you are speaking forth the word of God, releasing your faith, you must realize that it is releasing spiritual law and it is having effect in the spiritual realm. The angels of God actually will hearken to the voice of the word of God that you're speaking. And your speaking forth or confession of the word is a release of your faith. You are speaking forth the word, and that is a release of your faith, because faith is always a present tense declaration of the word and a release at a point in time. You are releasing your faith, praise the Lord. And as you release your faith, the angels are going to hearken unto that. Praise God. When the angels hearken unto it, they're going to go forth and they are going to accomplish that. There's a scripture, it's in Psalms 103 verse 20, it says, "Bless the Lord, he is angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening to the voice of his word." They hearken to the voice of the word. And when you speak the word, that's the release of your faith. And the angels of God, we will hearken to it and go forth, because the angels are ministering spirits sent forth to minister for us, the heirs of salvation. See, Jesus had a clear understanding of the action of angels. Remember when they wanted to take him, and at the time when he was going to go to the cross, and the disciples tried to stop him. Peter cut off the man's ear, and Jesus said that he could have prayed to his Father, and he would have given him 12 legions of angels. 12 legions of angels, and what would they have done? They'd have come and dealt with the situation, drove out the demons that were driving those people to do what they were trying to do to him. Because he understood the spiritual realm controlled the natural realm, and he was very aware of the activity of angels, and he knew how he could put them to operation through prayer, through confession of the Word of God, because his faith was operating in the spiritual realm. See, you have a spirit of faith, and you're going to function in the spiritual realm. You're going to put into operation spiritual forces, and this is important to realize the activity of the ministry of angels. Angels excel in strength. Angels are your ministering spirits to minister for you, an heir of salvation. And they will hearken to the voice of the word. Now let me say this, angels aren't going to do whatever you tell them to do if it's not in line with the word of God. In fact, you can't tell an angel what to do just because you want it. You've got to confess God's word and speak what the word says, and then they'll go forth. They are performers of the commandments of God, and they will do that. It's very important that you put your angels into operation in releasing your faith. And realize that that's what's happening. In Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1, the Bible says, "Holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus." And then in 4:14 it says, seeing that we have a great high priest that's passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. You're to hold fast your confession, because the confession of the word is the release of your faith. You are releasing your faith when you're confessing the word. Now remember, the word that you receive is going to be written in two places. It's written in your heart and in your mind. In Hebrews chapter 10:23, the Bible says this, let us hold fast the profession, or the word profession also means confession, the confession of our, now the King James says, of our faith without wavering, for he's faithful that promised. But actually, if you look up that word faith in the Greek, you look it up in the Strong's, and you'll find that that particular word really is the word elpizo, which is translated hope every other place in the New Testament. Let us hold fast the profession, or confession of our hope without wavering. Why does it say that in reality? Because the confession of our hope is the release of our faith. When we're confessing our hope, which is the Word of God, that we have that hope that comes from the promise of God. The confession of our hope, the confident expectance we have of the Word, is a release of your faith. And when you do it without wavering, then it's going to come to pass. Remember, you've got to have faith, of course, in the faithful one who has promised it. He's going to bring it to pass, praise God. So you need to realize that your confession of hope, which is the confession of the word, is releasing your faith. And your faith is to be released continually. Some people say, well, how long do I keep doing it? You keep holding fast your confession. The word hold fast in the Greek is in the present tense, denoting continuous, repeated action. So if you're going to release your faith, you are going to continually speak forth what the Word of God says, and you're going to continually hold fast your confession, and that is going to bring into manifestation the promise of God. So the words to be in your heart, the words to be in your mouth, the words to be spoken forth, you're supposed to act upon it, and you're going to speak what God's Word says, which is a release of your spirit of faith, and as you're holding fast, confessing what God's Word says, continually speaking it. That's why you want to continually confess what God's Word says over you, and speak what the promise of God says. That is releasing your faith to bring the promise into manifestation. We're going to talk more on faith in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you have needs in your life? If so, we have a healing, deliverance, and counseling center to minister to your needs. We've seen the Lord set people free from anger, fear, anxiety, emotional and mental problems, as well as poverty and loss of prosperity and addictive problems such as nicotine, alcohol, drugs, and gluttony. The Lord will deliver you from all of these problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.